Normally, corn and soybean farmers are in the field at this time of year, hauling in wind-dried crops. But a lot of machinery is sitting idle due to a deluge of rain and the lack of sun. Only 9% of the corn crop is currently harvested, when usually a third is in by this time. That's according to the weekly Wisconsin Crop Progress Report done by the National Agricultural Statistics Service.
We've gotten 1.5 days of harvest in so far this fall.
Bob Olson is executive director of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. He says the crops are very high in moisture, and that means higher drying costs. And there's a possibility that mold will infect the plants. Those would result in a penalty of $1 to $2 per bushel.
This year, when you harvest shell corn, take it to the dealer, they're going to charge you for drying. They're going to dock you pounds for drying. They're going to dock you for any mold. They're going to dock you for any locustweed in there.
The soybean harvest is way behind, too. Bob Carls is executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. He says growers are seeing signs the beans may fall on the ground and be wasted, since, unlike corn, cattle can't clean up soybean fields.
The cattle cannot eat a raw soybean, per se. The soybean has to go and be processed. It gets crushed into meal and oil, and then that meal can be fed to cattle.
The mess in bean and corn fields could change with warm winds and a break in the rain. Bob Olson says it's that fickleness of weather farmers can't budget for every year. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.